ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। एवरीवन इज ओके? यस, वेरी गुड, हैप्पी टू सी बाबा सो मैनी चिल्ड्रन। इट्स लाइक ओल्डन डेज व्हेन इन ज्ञान सरोवर Harmony Hall was full. Same is today. It's very good. So what brings us to Madhuban? Before we knew that there was attraction of Baba's meeting. Now, what brings us here? What's your aim? Why you are here? You are thinking? Anyone wants to say something? Okay. Vibrations at most. Re-energize. All Baba's children these days have the aim to be complete, to be full, to be like Baba. And when recently Baba said that you have to be revealed first and then Baba will be revealed. Few things which I had been practicing, because practice is most important. Creating through practice, emerging through practice, transformation through practice. Few days ago I realized that when Baba says, remember me and your inheritance. Remember me and your inheritance. So what is the inheritance? What is the inheritance? Golden age? What is the inheritance? Knowledge. One inheritance, most important one, which is given even in the Laukiks. When we look at a child, child's habits or behavior or whatever child does, inheritance is of sanskars. When I kind of one day I was sitting and whole day, you know, some churning, some practices we keep doing, and I said Baba's inheritance is Baba's sanskars. That is why when you get your first lesson, and if you, the first thing when we learn to connect with Baba, so we use few words, I don't know, these days when you give course or not, say that Baba is ocean of knowledge, Baba is ocean of love, Baba is ever pure, you know, all the qualities of Baba. Now we all need, we want quick connection, right? Instant connection without efforts. These days it does take some effort sometimes, because I don't remind myself that if Baba, in Hindi they call ocean as Sagar. So I am embodiment, Swarup. I am Swarup. Within a second you could connect. I am embodiment, image of peace, of love, of knowledge. In path of bhakti they said I am the drop of the ocean, but in knowledge we say I am also that Swarup. Take a minute and think, what are then your sanskars? Our sanskars are Baba's sanskars. So you feel within you that godliness, being child of God, those are my sanskars. Baba is the ocean and I am Swarup, image, embodiment. And as soon as you feel it, that closeness with Baba, this comes later, I belong to Baba, Baba is mine. And but once this realization is there of my inheritance, I remember that when I came to Baba in knowledge or even in path of bhakti, there was this feeling of that each one of us, whether a family or a clan or relationship, whatever, that I am like Baba in the sense of as little child. And now, big children, right? So my personality, my nature, is godly, godly, divine. And as much you can be in that awareness, in those feelings, then there won't be influence of your own sanskars. Lot of sanskars, situations, circumstances, all that has effect on us or influence of us. Knowing yourself, and emerging again and again, the sanskars which I have from my father, from Baba, from God, it feels so easy, so natural. Now the effort is to maintain that, maintain those sanskars. We call it awareness, we call it remembrance, call it connection with Baba. But the feelings are so good. I remember that when I came at that time, I am only on godly service, or I am worldly family. We use a lot of this word. So to make it very natural and easy by remembrance all the time. It feels very natural, very easy. And now it comes to harmonizing sanskars or my sanskars. With whom am I harmonizing? With each one of you? Or with Baba? If I am harmonizing with Baba, you are harmonizing with Baba, everyone is harmonizing with Baba. They show this. We call it a Ras Leela. No, they do Ras. One is dance, other is Ras. Ras is like very, very softly, similar kind of expression, movement. They show that when Sri Krishna is dancing, there are 10 gopis or devotees, and he takes 10 forms, same. So when I am harmonizing with Baba, just this thought, my sanskars or Baba's sanskars, what emerges in us for each one is what we call as spiritual love. Everyone is child of Baba, everyone is soul. So there is very deep spiritual love, love for each other. And when there is spiritual love, then adjustment, tolerance, all these powers work very naturally. But when my sanskars are very strong, or I can't get along with this one, or argument is there, or any kind of disagreement or differences. We all are different and we should stay different, right? To be different is good, but to have differences is not good. To have differences is not good. Recently, after a long time, in a vyakti, child so master. And I remember first time, it was in 1962, when Brahma Baba invited some of us. And that was like a first meeting. Before there never used to be meeting. But there were new kind of ideas. Ramesh Bhai talked about exhibition and seminar and workshop. So Baba was kind of, these are new things. Okay, you children do it. I will come and I will participate or see what you are doing. So we were 12 of us at that time. And we all were of different age group. I was 22 or something. So we all sat, had plans for maybe next year, or how do we increase service? Very few centers, very small family. So Didi Manmohini was at that time with Baba. Mama had left body. So Didi came after 3 hours or few hours. We all sat and were planning about service. And she said, "Be master and share openly." And then Brahma Baba came. So she said, "But whatever Baba says, you all accept as children. So be master when you have to give ideas, and be a child when you have to do it." Then just one idea. Baba told us and we all will agree and we do it. No further discussion. It's a very beautiful practice. That day I was very kind of reminded of childhood Brahmin life practice, child so master and master so child. Even in the Laukik way, when meetings are conducted, if you invite a professional, one who helps you to have the meetings, they say, "Go wild in your ideas. Everyone just say, what would you like to see?" At that time, Dadi Prakashmani was coming to New York. "What would you want?" And then when it comes to conclusion, we all have to agree so that there is a power. So professionally also, they teach us, but in a different way. So Baba, then after that second meeting, was bigger, 50 of us. And then 50 means a lot of ideas, right? Different thinking. And but we applied when Baba came. We applied master while giving ideas and child while doing it in practical. Now, to change our sanskars or harmonize our sanskars, we have to practice some of these things so that we have very lovely and sweet relationship with everyone. One of the habit I created, or my way of relationship, anyone who criticizes most or is very forceful, or a leader who is more controlling, I will always maintain very lovely relationship with that soul. So one of them, always says things and all that. She said, "What I like is people tell me very nicely, 'Can you do this?' or 'Can you, talks to me nicely,' instead of criticizing." So her point was that I'm doing so much, and those who do a lot, they are criticized, right? Went in front of Baba, gave this big bouquet, but why I couldn't take more drishti? Another, why I didn't get chance? So everyone says different things. So the sister, she told me, we cannot give Baba bouquet for a long time because all the flowers, everything is wet. So if Baba has to hold for long, the water in that wetness will also go into Dani Gulzar's sari or whatever. So I understood why they immediately take it. One is very heavy. Second, it's wet. Now, one who is giving or some people watching, why they take away like this? No? You saw a simple act. So it was seen like, oh, what authority this one has. Why can't we take more pictures when bouquet is given? It's a little act. Because I am hearing both sides. I am hearing those who have to manage that, and I am hearing also those who are giving. So I said, if you understand, there won't be disagreement, there won't be criticism. But yes, it's very good what's being done on both sides. So, one of the quality in relationship is be friendly, be very friendly with everyone, but especially those who have responsibility or any strong nature, strong habits. Because we have to support that soul. Soul has responsibility, soul has a lot to do, but our love will help the soul to also change the sanskars. Some find it more difficult than others about harmonizing sanskars. How many of you have difficulty? If you show hand, only I will see. So don't worry. Difficulty? Raise hands. It's all right. Difficulty. With your sanskar or other sanskar? Because we don't want you also to be disheartened. We want also you to be strong and keep making efforts. Because if suddenly you start blaming yourself, it's not good. Baba said a few days ago in Murli, you cannot blame anyone. Because it's everyone's part. Everyone is playing their part. So if I don't have to blame. But one of the quality very important is understanding. Understanding each other. Because when you hear both sides, then you really smile because they both are right, they both are okay. I remember in one of the Murli, two Murlis, one, Baba said that either both are right or both are wrong. So I experimented. Because so many situations come to us. Are they both right or both wrong? And secondly, which I liked very much, and Murli Baba said, if you start noticing the sanskar of a student, that student will not be able to take sustenance from you. because you are seeing that student, seeing the sanskara of that student. So that student is in your attitude, will not take benefit whatever you tell. Sometimes we might think, no, I am telling so much and I am saying it, but he's not listening. So then you have to check yourself, why? So actually, as love is important, second very important quality is respect. No one is big and small, no one is all our Baba's children. Speak with respect. So love and respect are very important qualities. Anyone, it could be laborer, it could be, but you have to talk nicely then. So some of the qualities we really practice with everyone can help us. To people start kind of, we talking of vibrations and atmosphere. The whole thing is of good feelings, good vibrations. So what I will suggest, one is practice my inheritance from God, are those sanskars. But then also, Baba had said about my eternal sanskars. And I love that practice, because sometimes you need to be neutral, to be above. Baba says, detach observer. So you go beyond negative, positive, favorable, not favorable, less favorable. But you go beyond and say, because your mind and intellect are your main abilities. So the quality and the qualities of our thinking, quality and qualities, same is power to discern, intellect is power to discern. They are two our main abilities. Whether you work as a consultant or whatever position you have, whether in a laukic way or laukic way, it's the quality of your thoughts. And also reasoning. Power to discern. Like I practice these eternal qualities, but also this avyakti signal I practice a lot every day. And I feel that by churning and listening and doing practice brings another dimension, a quality in your thinking. Otherwise, same thinking as you used to think 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But actually every day it should become more pure, more divine, more useful, more quality. That my thoughts are now elevated, naturally elevated. Some of the practices even help you. You hear so many things. Bigger family means bigger issues and differences. But after they finish listening, you don't remember them. They don't bother you. You don't have concerns. You say, Baba, Baba drama. And you can go really beyond that. If you are getting more refined and pure and elevated, even our purity, we are victorious over Ravan, but not over Maya yet, right? We have conquered Ravan, but not Maya. And, you know, like today it was or when, there shouldn't be word Q, Y. If you have Y, Q, there will be Q of thoughts. That means lot of wasteful thoughts. So, this word Q in Hindi, it should stop. But why it happened? What's going on? So Baba says, no, when you have wasteful thoughts, and one of Baba's really hope in all of us is not to waste our thoughts. Each thought is valuable. Each thought can give sakash. Each thought can reach somewhere and do some big service. Our each thought is valuable. So why should they be wasted? Right? We take care of money, we take care of so many things, shouldn't be wasted. But what about the thoughts? So that is why Baba says, don't ask why. So practice internally God's sanskars, secondly my eternal sanskars. And these days also, how soon we want to go to golden age? How soon? Do we want to go? Or Sangam Yoga is okay, right? But Sangam Yoga, confluence age to prepare, right? So, at our center or home or wherever you live, you practice. Today, whole day, we will create the atmosphere of golden age. We have been listening to Nirvar Bhai's class every day, little. And he says one time, we all should sit. And he's saying to sit in the garden, open. And everyone tells what will be, what you like in golden age. What will be in golden age. And create that golden age. Create those sanskars of golden age. So I think as much, you know, one is churning of knowledge, right? But other is something by which we are creating divine sanskars, pure sanskars. So transformation of sanskar also takes time. But let me cultivate, let me create some new sanskars, new habits, new nature. And it is possible But generally it does happen that those then stay with you. Now there is a contrast. I am in knowledge 65 years or 70 years. And those who stay with us might be 20 years, 25 years. So definitely there is a big gap in experience and practices and the stage. So every time I say, they say, oh, after 60 years we will be same. So I said, you won't get 60 years. You have to do it now. So there is contrast in thinking, in ideas. But how do we just create harmony where we don't see the difference? You are in knowledge 50 years, this one is 15 years. Big contrast. But everyone won't get 50 years before golden age, right? Or if you want, that means it's delaying, right? We don't want to delay. We want to have it, right? I always say, at confluence age, we should have experience of golden age. This is the best few years of the life. God is with us, we are students and yogis, servers. So our experiences, our feelings, our family, our relationships should be of golden age, right? So some people, sanskars, they say it can't be changed. Somebody said, you can't change easily. And I feel, create new sanskars. Your thinking habit, your speaking habit, your attitude. So as much you create through these practices, you will find vast change in you. And others also then start appreciating or start thinking, let's harmonize. We have to inspire, right? By telling, it doesn't work. So this topic of harmonizing sanskars, some of these practices can definitely help. One Baba had said that sweetness, it should be very sweet. It's a really good quality. And especially these days, even outside in the world, there is so much anger, subtle anger, gross anger, lot of anger. For little thing, they threaten each other. So much violence in the world, so much. Big wars, small wars, domestic wars, ethnical wars. And we are the ones who have been given the task to transform the world. And the slogan which we use is, self-transformation brings world transformation. So you should show, make it in a way, it's very easy, it can be done, so others can be inspired. Okay. You want to do drill of eternal, yeah, eternal godly sanskars, or so let's sit in silence with creating the thoughts of my inheritance. Just be nice, feel God so near to you, next to you. Dadi Janaki always used to say, Baba is always around us. If not in front, at the back. If not at the back, on the side. But I have to feel Baba. No one can say or should say, Baba is not here. Teachings of Baba, practice of those teachings, makes us feel the presence of Baba as guide, as father, as teacher, all relationships. So this invocation through remembrance, we feel the presence of Karan Karavanar, not only through intellect, but in real, is Baba's task. So that we can remain very light, very light. So let us sit very relaxed, but still alert, right? Awake. And let go of everything from the past. Don't hold anything in your attitude towards anyone. This subtle purity of my mind, intellect, attitude will help me to emerge God's sanskars. The quality of ocean of knowledge. Knowledge brings understanding and wisdom. It increases the capacity to be consistent and stable. God is ocean of purity, ever pure. I am also embodiment of purity. Baba is ocean of love. I am also embodiment, image of love. Baba is ocean of peace. I am also peace of, I am peaceful, embodiment of peace. Baba is the ocean of bliss. Embodiment of bliss. Baba is the ocean of power, Almighty. I am also embodiment of power. So emerge these sanskars. It will become my nature, like thoughts, words and actions. Deep sanskars, these godly sanskars, others have been acquired later on. This is what I am. God's child, ओम शांति।